This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "He not busy being born is busy dying." Oops, did we skip into Friday and Highway 61 and Bob Dylan? Okay, try this. "That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom." Okay, that's better. Abraham Lincoln, November 19th, 1863. One way to look at the Gettysburg Address is as a birth certificate and a birthing declaration. Lincoln's word choice is grounded in maternity garb. After the birth date, 87 years ago, in other words, 1776, the nation is, quote, brought forth. That's a biblical verbal form, as in how Mary brought forth the newborn Jesus. The nation was, quote unquote, conceived in liberty. That's a biological sexual term, conception, right? And the nation is dedicated. That's an ancient Hebrew ritual for the eight-day-old baby to be dedicated at the temple, kind of like baptism. Lincoln knows what language world he is in here. This was not written on an envelope on the train through Pennsylvania. He worked on many versions of this under 300-word address, and he repeats his verbs, conceived, dedicated, in case we missed them. Busy dying takes up the next large part. This is a battlefield of death, a commemoration, a graveside ceremony where something is being born. We who have been busy dying are now able to be busy being born. Being dedicated ourselves, we can be a part of this vision of the future that Lincoln brings, a new birth of freedom. That's a biblical term, too. The New Testament and Jesus are full of the language of rebirth. And the vision of the future carries the ancient spirit and hope of eternity, that this idea of government, of people, by people, for people, quote, shall not perish from the earth. Live then, flourishing forever. The idea of a vision for the future, especially in words of birth, must have been hard to think about on a field where some 50 to 60,000 casualties in war had just taken place, and in a war where 600,000 and more. To Lincoln at Gettysburg, we who had been busy dying could become busy being born again. His words of a future vision, words of a rebirth given to us, can light us down in honor. We could be busy being born. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.